Given all that we've faced in the past week, I thought it would be great if we just take a few minutes and consider what our faith can mean to us in difficult times. And to do so, I want to look at this powerful passage in the Psalms. It's Psalm 46. But before I do, I want to mention a word that's used in the psalm that we really can't translate. The word is Selah, and it probably means one of three things. When we say Selah, it may have meant that everybody paused and there was a beautiful instrumental interlude where people could reflect on what they just heard. Or when the word Selah was used, people may have paused to respond to the words they just heard. Or when the word Selah is used, there may have been someone who told a story from the past that related to what they just heard. Whatever it means it's a chance for us to pause and experience what these words can mean to us. Here is the word of God from Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. Selah. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. God will help it when the morning dawns. The nations are in an uproar. The kingdoms totter. Yet he utters his voice and the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. In this passage, it gives us some counsel about what our faith can mean in difficult times, but it has a twist. It's probably not what we're expecting to hear. Usually when we're people of faith, we think the counsel will be, because we have faith, move forward boldly. Because we have faith, we'll have the strength to rise to any challenge before us. But the words of counsel in this passage tell us sometimes when we face difficult times, we need to retreat. We need to withdraw. In the passage, it paints this image of the world breaking into chaos, something that we can experience right now and we know right now. It paints a picture of the earth changing and mountains crumbling and the sea rising and roaring. And the question becomes, what do we do when the storm is moving in and the rain and the hail and the lightning is battering us and beating us and we feel like we can't take another step? Years ago, when I finished seminary, Tina and I moved to the Netherlands. Now, I came up with this harebrained idea to study there right as we were giving birth to our first child. And of course, because that was happening, no one supported this. I mean, no one. But nevertheless, we made the move. And I really thought it was good fortune because I had met a professor there who's an American who taught, who said, guess what? When you arrive, I'll pick you up. I'll take you to your home. I'll take you out to dinner and get you settled in. And I also had met somebody from the Netherlands who was studying in the U.S. and said, you know what? My home's free. You can stay there until you get your apartment at the university. And so we made the flight over and arrived with our six-month-old child. And when we land and this professor greets us, who we met for the first time, he said, you know what? I have an emergency meeting. I can't stay with you, so I'm just going to drop you off. So he drops us off with our boxes and our baby, and we go through the door. When we enter the apartment, we discover there is not one single piece of furniture in the apartment, not one. Well, we hunted around and we found a mattress, so at least we know we could sleep. And then we walked into town to try to get some groceries. And it turns out everything closes at night. There is no place to buy groceries. But we found a pizza place, so we got a pizza, went home, sat on the floor, and ate the pizza. Now, the wheels are falling off quickly, and I told Tina, you know what? I'll call the university tomorrow. Surely we can get into that apartment early. So I woke up, made the call, and here's what they told me. Didn't anyone call you? We were supposed to call you and tell you the apartment is no longer available. Now, in that moment, I dreaded turning and telling Tina the news. And in that moment, it felt like the storm was fully on. And I felt like in that moment, I had no place to retreat, no place to seek refuge. We were away from friends and family. We were away from our church. I really felt hopeless in that moment. Sometimes we face moments like that when we're in the storm and we feel like we should take another step and keep going, but the storm beats us down more and more and more. And the counsel of this passage is, you know, sometimes rather than going forward, we need to stop, withdraw, and retreat. Why? Because God is our refuge. Sometimes we need that shelter just for a little while from the rain and the storm that's over so that we have time to regroup, can actually think about recovering. And so I want you to know, if you believe faith is telling you when the storm strikes that you have to keep going and going and going, and you feel like it's beating you down farther and farther and farther, sometimes our faith gives us a place to retreat and we need to use it. And I hope, I really hope that right now as we worship together, that you're finding that this is your refuge. This is your place to retreat. Now, faith gives us a place to retreat, but when we retreat, we're not giving up. When we retreat, it gives us the space to recover. It gives us the space to be restored. In this passage, it says in verse 4 that there is a river whose streams make the city of God glad. And what it's reminding people is that even though things are difficult and there's a storm all around us, there is still the stream of the Spirit that gives life that you can drink of. There is still the Spirit, the stream of the Spirit that's flowing that can restore you. I mean, think about it. Sometimes we feel like we're in the desert, and the desert means that we see nothing around us that is life-giving, but yet we can see in the distance this oasis, this lush green vegetation that's before us. And why is it growing and flourishing there? Because there's water. And water means life. And so this passage is reminding us that even when times are difficult and chaos is breaking out, that there's still that stream of the Spirit flowing through and we can drink from it. And that's why in a time like this, this is not the time for me to tell you how to think about God. This is the time we need to come together and experience God, to know that God is right here in our midst and can restore us. So here's what I'd like us to do while we face this global pandemic, that every day when we get up, that we read Psalm 46. And when we do, pause at every Selah and just meditate and contemplate how God is with you in that moment. Every time we encounter Selah, just stop and contemplate how that stream is still flowing right in front of us and we can drink of it and we can be restored. So let's read and pray Psalm 46 together through this as a way for us to experience God so that we can be restored. So faith is a place we can go to retreat. Faith is a place we can go to be restored. And faith gives us the courage to return to the world. It says in verse 5 that God is in the midst of the city. And it is so easy to forget that God is still in our midst. I think of it this way. You know, when you get really stressed and overwhelmed, you tend to lose things. So when you're ready to leave the house, you can't find your keys, you can't find your reading glasses, you can't find your wallet, you can't find your purse. And because you can't find them, you get even more stressed. Well, when we get stressed in our lives, the same thing can happen with God. Just when we think we need God most and want to turn to God, it feels like we've misplaced God. We can't find God anywhere. And so sometimes we need to slow down and realize that God is still in our midst. I read this story of a woman who had this wonderful marriage, two great children, but she was clinically depressed. And because of that, she felt like she just couldn't keep up her roles in her relationships. And so she would withdraw, not wanting to be a burden to others. And she even came to the point that she thought, you know what? The world would be better off without me. And I would be better off without the world. And in the midst of this, her husband came to her and said, you know what, why don't we go and try another doctor? And she thought, you know what, I've seen so many doctors already. I take the medication and I feel even worse. Why even bother? But nevertheless, even in her hopeless state, she agreed to go see the doctor at Johns Hopkins. And so it was weeks in the future and they finally got to that moment and she's driving there thinking, why am I even bothering with this? And they arrive, but they go to the wrong building. And while her husband was checking to see which building they needed to go to, she looked up and she saw this 10-foot statue of Jesus with arms spread wide open. And below it, it said, Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. In that moment, something changed for her. She had forgotten that God was with her and that God could give her rest. And it's not that in that moment she changed and was healed. It was what allowed her to believe that she could return to the world. And so she sought help. She was diagnosed as being bipolar. She's on new medication and she's doing so much better. And sometimes the difference between giving up or going forward and returning to the world is simply knowing that we're not alone, that God is with us. In the passage, it says, God is in the midst of the city. It says that God is with us. Jesus was given the name Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Jesus is the one who said to his disciples in his last words, I am with you always. Sometimes when we're facing the storm, we need to retreat so that God can restore us and return us to the world ahead of us. For me, I feel like when I'm in the midst of the storm and return to it, that it's like God has given me an umbrella. And I know I'm going to get a little wet and a little battered, but I can keep going forward because God is with me and sheltering me and shielding me. So as we face these difficult times together, I encourage us to heed what God says in verse 10 of the psalm. Be still and know that I am God. And sometimes that is all we need to know to be able to move forward through this. Amen.